My name is Carlota. I am 17 years old. The white man says the year is 1909. My people are the Chimueve. They came to this place long ago from another planet. That planet became too crowded, and our Lord, a powerful being, brought us here. I love to run. The younger men are given tasks to send messages and supplies back and forth through the desert. They are swift. Sometimes, when my chores are done, I wander out and follow them. I taunt them as I catch up and run past. "You are not fast enough to catch me," I say, laughing. I dodge rocks, fleeing rabbits and the sharp cholla needles. I jump over snakes and fallen Joshua trees. I love the feeling, like floating over the earth. When I stop to catch my breath, I am glowing with happiness. A young man has come to the oasis. His name is Will. They say he is family, but I do not know him. He is strange and powerful. I am drawn to him. He stares right into my spirit. He is a ghost runner. He runs faster and longer than all the other men. He has been in Arizona. He has spent time with Wovoka the Ghost Dancer. It is something new, this belief that drew all tribes together. It is foretold if all the people follow, we will reunite with our lost loved ones, the white man will disappear, and a new world will begin. One night, we run into the desert together. He is beautiful. His smell is intoxicating. His eyes are strong, and my desire for him is compelling. We stay that night together. We listen to the whisper of the creosotes in the wind. We are one body. We are in love. I wish to be his betrothed. We return to the oasis. There is much drama. My father and mother say that I cannot be given to this cousin. I do not feel the same. Will is asked to go away, and my parents leave the oasis and take me to stay with the family of Jim Pine, a Serrano. They think my heart will cool. Months go by. I go to Banning where my family is picking fruit. I am in so much pain. It is not right, and they do not understand that our spirits are the same. My father is a powerful shaman. I believe his word has made Will disappear. But one day, Will comes to Banning. Will has his power from the ghost dance. He barely touches the earth. Yet he brings a rifle, the white man's power, with him. My father says, "You don't need that." But Will shrinks back. I can see he is afraid, but he presses his love for me. Father is angry. He reaches for the rifle and grabs the barrel, trying to pull it away. Will's finger is on the trigger, and as my father pulls it, it goes off. My father is dead, shot through his eye. My mother screams as my father falls to the earth. His spirit is gone. She screams again, "Go, go away. You have destroyed us." Before I know it, my hand is in Will's, and we run. Run into the desert. He still carries the rifle. Not long after, the white people who fear Indians and the ghost dance gather. President Taft is coming to Riverside. Is this the start of an Indian uprising? Will President Taft be killed by Indians? A posse is formed to look for us, to capture us. I run with him. He is so fast and quiet. We are miles away and they must mount horses to find us. My father's spirit is gone, and I'm following my own spirit with Will. We run through Morongo Valley. We rest at the pipes in Yucca Valley. I cannot run as fast. Sometimes we find cattle troughs with water for us. Here we have run out of water, and it is very hot. He knows of some cabins where there is food, places to find water. As night falls, he tells me to rest near the dry creek bed. He gives me his coat that was tied to his belt. He will run to the cabin and bring back cans of food and water. We will flee to Arizona, where he has friends and family, where the ghost dance is strong. That night, I have a dream about Sinawava Coyote. He dances around me. "You are swift," he smiles. "You are a strong girl. Listen, when you see the sun in the east, run straight into it, and you will find your love." I wake up in the cold desert night. It is windy. Why did he say that? I don't like the dream, but it is powerful medicine, and I must learn its meaning. Am I a shaman now that my father has died? As the sun comes up, I stand up in the morning light. I hear a pop and feel a strange heat, first in my back and then my breast. I put my hand there and there is blood. I hear Coyote's words again as my spirit rises from my body. From high up I see a white man with a rifle who has shot me. I rise higher and I see Will gathering food in a cabin. I see the posse throw my body on a wagon. Some of them ride north. I rise higher still and see the sun and run to the light. I am a spirit now. I see Will spot the posse. He is confused and desperate. He starts running. He runs for 4 days. He hides in the Ruby Mountains. The posse is gathered below him. They call out to him that I am dead. He shrieks and shoots one of them, the man named Roche. He shoots the horses and they scatter. The night falls and I can see Coyote. He suddenly appears before Will. I don't know what he says. Coyote flies past me with a grin on his face. Coyote still frightens me, but he has helped me. Why? I see Will wake up. I hear the men from the posse yelling at him, calling him Willy Boy, like he is a slave. They hate him. I can see the dark clouds around them like thick smoke. Will is summoning his power. It is getting near dawn, and I see him carefully place things around him. He makes a little flame and blows the smoke around his body. He removes his shoe and holds the rifle with his feet so it is pointed at his chest. He pulls the trigger with his toe. There is a light everywhere for a moment. He is free. I see his spirit head to me, and again I feel him touch me. We run toward the sun.